Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hello, everyone. This is former Houston Rocket player Joaquin Hawkins with
Cody Davis, and we are the hosts of Believe in the Rockets, only on the Believe Podcast Network. Before we get started, we want to tell you guys about Aurora NutraScience. It's a health and nutrition product that helps you get the vitamins needed for a healthy lifestyle.
These are three of the vitamins that I currently take. Exoflex is supposed to help out with joint pain. Curcumin works like Advil and is good for inflammation. And vitamin D3 improves overall health and assist with strong bones and teeth.
To try these products and more from Aurora NutraScience, go to VivaLifeScience.com and use the promo code ROCKETS for a 10% discount at checkout. Again, go to VivaLifeScience.com and use the promo code ROCKETS for a 10% discount at checkout.
Two left to play, and there's Wall down the lane again for two.
Leaning three again. Oh, the deep ball buries it. Drops it to Wood. Oh, and he slams it home.
And we are back once again with another installment of Believe in the Rockets, only on the Believe Podcast Network. And as always, I'm your host, credential reporter for SB Nation, covering the Houston Rockets, Cody Davis, along with my partner in crime,
former Rocket, Joaquin Hawkins. CD, what's going on, man? How everybody doing out there? Hope everybody's doing well.
Yes, sir. Everybody is doing well, and our Houston Rockets are doing pretty well themselves. But before we get into everything today, I want to remind everybody to please subscribe to Believe in the Rockets on all your favorite podcast streaming services. And if you are listening to this podcast on Apple Podcasts by any chance, please be sure to leave a five-star review. Tonight, the Houston Rockets will attempt to expand their two-game win streak to three when they take on the Washington Wizards inside the Toyota Center at 7 o'clock. And ladies and gentlemen, Hawk, if you did not hear me, I'm going to repeat it again. The Houston Rockets are looking to extend their winning streak to three after picking up two back-to-back impressive victories over the weekend, including a 25-point win over the Dallas Mavericks on Saturday. And ladies and gentlemen, Hawk, you know it's coming. You know it's coming. And the person that led the Rockets to victory was DeMarcus Cousins. That's right. We finally had an opportunity to boogie with DeMarcus in a Houston Rockets jersey, as he finally had an opportunity to showcase that he still has the talent that made him a four-time All-Star throughout his career. Of course, that was during the time when he was a member of the Sacramento Kings and the New Orleans Pelicans. So on today's show, we're going to look back on the last two games and, of course, talk about the performances of DeMarcus Cousins. And, of course, with today being a game day, we're going to take a look at the Washington Wizards. And this is a team that has been going through it both on and off the court. And before we get out of here, ladies and gentlemen, I actually want to take an opportunity to just reflect and honor the life and legacy of Kobe Bryant. Today made a full calendar year where him, his daughter Gianna, and seven others lost their lives during that terrible helicopter crash. I can't believe that's been a year ago. And anyone who knows me personally, and you don't even have to know me, just go to my Twitter page. I say it right there in the bio. Kobe Bryant is the GOAT. You know, Kobe, you know, meant so much to me, being able to watch somebody as great as him throughout his career, throughout my life. He really means a lot to me. And Hawk, I'm pretty sure, as somebody who actually practiced with Kobe and worked with Kobe as rookies in 1996, I'm pretty sure you have some fun memories you would like to share. So we're going to take some time and talk about Kobe a little bit later on in the show. But like I mentioned, we have a full show today here on Believe in the Rockets. But first, I want to tell you guys about betonline.ag. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Green Bay Packers. Tom Brady versus Patrick Mahomes. The Super Bowl is right around the corner. And if you are looking to place a bet on the big game, please do so by going to betonline.ag, which is the best and only place to lock it in. And ladies and gentlemen, just to give you guys a quick tip, one of the biggest lessons that I've learned in my life and in my career is to never bet against Tom Brady. I did it 2 weeks ago when I thought my New Orleans Saints with Drew Brees were able to send Tom Brady home, and I lost. I did it again this past week when I thought Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers were going to send Tom Brady home, and I lost. Even though I regret losing, I don't regret going to betonline.ag. And when you go there and you place your bet on the Super Bowl, please look beyond Patrick Mahomes. Please look beyond the Kansas City Chiefs. I understand it. It's the new dynasty. Patrick Mahomes is arguably the next GOAT. But at the end of the day, the Chiefs do not have Tom Brady, and Patrick Mahomes isn't Tom Brady. But from game spreads and totals to teams, players, and coaching props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager than any other place online. And there is always an online casino. It never closes. So head on over to betonline.ag today to take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. Again, that is betonline.ag, and please remember to sign up today. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. And I also want to take a quick second to shout out Houston Rockets big man DeMarcus Cousins. Did you guys know he had his own comedy show? It's called Boogie's Comedy Slam. My wife and I had an opportunity to watch it over the holidays, and it was hilarious. Steph Curry, along with several other NBA players, were in the crowd getting roasted. Mike Epps was the host, and it featured some other funny comedians, including Gary Owens and Carlos Miller. It's streaming right now on Amazon Prime, and it's also available for free on 2Bit TV. Go check it out. Once again, it's called Boogie's Comedy Slam. And as I mentioned, ladies and gentlemen, the Houston Rockets are on a 2-game winning streak. And this past weekend, I want to say more than anything, I'm just happy that the Rockets got two W's. Because the last time Hawk and I was in the studio, things wasn't looking too good for the Rockets, and I don't want to look too much into these two games. However, there are a lot of good things you can take away. The ball movement, the defense, the camaraderie that this team is starting to share, the fact that they was able to have a little bit lady luck on their side in their one-point win against the Detroit Pistons because Jeremy Grant got fouled by P.J. Tucker as time expired. The Rockets were able to come out of Detroit with a win. And then on Saturday, the guys put on the show inside the Lone Star State, winning that I-45 rivalry. And, of course, I'm going to start with the guy that I've been talking about a lot, possibly more than anybody here this season on Believe in the Rockets, is DeMarcus Cousins. This guy put on a show Saturday night. He led the Rockets to a 133-108 victory, recording his best performance in nearly 3 years with 28 points and 17 rebounds. The man shot 9-for-15 from the field, 4-for-8 from behind the arc. Hawk, I'm so happy that DeMarcus Cousins had a game like this because I'm pretty sure you remember last time you and I was in the studio, I was kind of starting to doubt my boy because I really didn't know, one, if he had the talent, but two, was he going to get the opportunity? And of course, you know, with Christian Wood going down with a sprained ankle, and as of right now, it seems like he's going to be questionable and likely out for tonight's game against the Wizards again. I just didn't know if the Rockets were going to give him the opportunity that he needed. And over the past weekend, the man balled. And I'm looking at DeMarcus Cousins, and, you know, he didn't look like Cousins from the Sacramento in New Orleans, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say DeMarcus Cousins looked good throughout the whole entire weekend. And even on Friday, when he had an awful shooting performance, I believe the man shot 2 for 16 and only had 5 points. DeMarcus Cousins still pulled down 15 rebounds and still had 2 blocks. So it was just an all-around good weekend for DeMarcus. And I'm just hoping that Steven Silas used this weekend to give DeMarcus more minutes. Because like I keep saying, James Harden or not, a lot of the Rockets' success this season is going to come down to one person. And I do believe that X factor is DeMarcus Cousins himself.
I'm with you, CD. First of all, congratulations to the Rockets. I'm happy as well, dude. For them to get 2 wins, we know they started off rough. We know the beginning was not what everyone expected. But to see them, you know, come together in this short period of time and get these 2 wins, really happy for them. And it was needed. It was needed, as we talked about it. We don't want to get where it's halfway done with the season and they're still nowhere close to being at 500. So I think it was really, really good to see them compete. And you can see, man, the just the look in their face, the determination. They know that it's now or never. And as you said, for DeMarcus to come out, whoo, boy. First game, he had 16 rebounds against Detroit. Come back with another 17 rebound performance, 26 or 27 points against Dallas. And, you know, Dallas, they're no joke either. Obviously, Luka and they got all these other guys that can ball out, man. But for them to come out and play like they had something to prove, I'm happy for our Rockets, and it's just a matter of time. Now, hey, it's their time to show and prove that they can have some type of consistency. And I think the good luck gods is in their favor right now. You know, the Washington Wizards, obviously they don't have a good record themselves. They've been struggling as of late. And sometimes you need to have those type of games so that not only you can build your confidence as a team, but really, you know, show that you are a competitive team. So I look forward to seeing the Rockets beat the Wizards and try to extend this game, this three-game winning streak. But as you said, DeMarcus Cousins, dude, man, that dude came out, did his thing offensively, defensively, just made himself a presence. And, well, one play that sticks out for me is I forgot who he's backing down, but he got that ball in the post. Took one or two dribbles, and this power dunk, and you know those are the type of plays that the Rockets is going to need for him to do. And even if he only does that one or two times a game, trying to establish some inside presence, and for him to utilize his size and his mentality to dominate when he's on the inside, it's just going to open up more things for him on the outside, and it's also going to open up for the team to have more success. So congratulations, Rockets, and let's see if we can keep this thing going.
And as much as I'm loving the fact that DeMarcus Cousins is showcasing that he still has the talent that made him a four-time All-Star, I do want to take time and talk about Eric Gordon, because Eric Gordon has been balling this whole entire season. And over the last 4 games, ever since the trade of James Harden, this man has stepped it up big time. And Gordon has had an up-and-down career with the Rockets. Either he is hella good or he's hella bad. And last year was a very down year for Gordon. He battled through injuries. Mike D'Antoni was forcing him to be in and out of the starting lineup. We'll come to find out Eric Gordon did not like that. So there was no level of consistency there. And prior to the start of the season, Steven Silas wanted Eric Gordon to be his sixth man. And Gordon himself stated that he is at his best when he know what to expect, when he know the game plan, and he's not going into every single game wondering if he's starting. And one of the things that I've always noticed with Eric Gordon over the last 3 seasons, going back to 2018, I always felt that Gordon was better when he was on the floor with at least one other dominant ball handler. And I always felt like Mike D'Antoni mismanaged him, because at times he was forcing Gordon to be in the starting lineup with James Harden and Chris Paul, or James Harden and Russell Westbrook. And Gordon, even though he's not a ball dominant guard like the other three players that I just talked about, Gordon is still a guard. And what do a guard need in order to find their rhythm unless they're a phenomenal catch and shoot shooter like Klay Thompson or Reggie Miller? They need the ball in their hands. And I say all that just to say this season, whether Eric Gordon was starting or not, we have seen Steven Silas put the ball in Eric Gordon's hand and let this guy go to work. Whether he's creating for his teammate or creating for himself, we are seeing that Eric Gordon that we saw in 2017 when he took home six-man player of the year. And I'm loving that Steven Silas has made that adjustment. And I believe that might be one of the best adjustments Steven Silas has made so far as the head coach of the Rockets. Now, I do want to point out that after James Harden left, it seems like Eric Gordon has taken his game to another level. And what I mean by that is, it seems like he is taking the role as the Rockets' closer. You saw that game against the Pistons that took place Friday night. If it wasn't for his performance in the fourth quarter, Houston would have not came away victorious in that game. Eric Gordon did his best to make sure that he kept the Rockets in that game, and it's part of the reason why that they won. And in the four games that the Rockets have played since James Harden was traded to Brooklyn, this guy is averaging 24 points, shooting 42% from downtown.
Eric Gordon, man, he's been a hooper, obviously, since he's been in the league. When he's with the Clippers, he could show that he could be a triple threat. The fact that they don't have Harden there now, obviously, it's going to be more opportunity for him. And I think, again, I think he feels like he has something to prove. And, you know, no better way to prove that now that you have a coach that's willing to give you the green light. You got players around you that respect you. And, again, the dude is a hooper, man. I mean, getting to the rim as he needs to. He can shoot the three, obviously. But he's just out there, man. He's out there not only to win, but he's also to control the offense and making sure that the team is there with his leadership. So I've always loved this game, and I'm really happy to see that he's doing well. And they are going to need him to be probably one of the most consistent players in order for them to turn this season around.
And I do want to mention that tonight is going to be the very first game that we see Eric Gordon along with Victor Oladipo and John Wall together on the court. So even with Eric Gordon on the court with Oladipo and Wall, Oladipo is not too much of a ball-dominant guard like a James Harden and Russell Westbrook and Chris Paul was. Oladipo, this guy has played off the ball for the majority of his career, and I'm very interested to see how are those three guys are going to work on the court, because I understand it. What I'm about to say is not the eye-popping name recognition as the other three, but I really do believe that the three-headed monster of Eric Gordon, John Wall, and Victor Oladipo may be better than the one that we saw Mike D'Antoni try to do over the last couple of years, whether it was with Gordon, Harden, and Paul, or Gordon, Harden, and Westbrook. Because when you look at the lineup now, only one guy is going to be ball dominant on the floor at the same time. And of course, that guy is John Wall. And unlike the other two guys, John Wall, he always says it, he's the point guard. It's his job and his responsibility to create plays for his teammates, not himself.
I like the versatility with those three. They all do something different. You know, obviously, Eric Gordon is a better shooter than Victor O. John Wall can get to the rim. I mean, especially going to that left side, man, he gets to the rim better than some left-handers. But just the fact that those three can produce on a high level at any given night, it's going to really show how versatile they are at that guard position. And only time will tell, but it shows they have the potential. It is no reason why they can't be just as competitive as they have been in the past.
And before moving on, I do want to tell you guys about KansasCitySteaks.com. With a new year comes tons of big games and sports. With big games, you need big steaks. Kansas City Steaks has the cuts you crave to celebrate the playoffs and, of course, the very big game itself. Visit KansasCitySteaks.com/gameday and save up to $25 on combos perfect for game day. Plus, get free shipping with the promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, at checkout. And while you're there, do not forget to check out the Snap Pack Combo that features some small plates with big flavor, mini beef Wellington steak burger sliders, mac and cheese melts, and of course, shrimp wrapped in bacon. Hawk, I don't know about you, but I think I'm getting hungry, and I'm really about to go check out this website. I promise you I am. Every order is flash frozen delivery directly to your home. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Basically, every cut of steak imaginable, plus appetizers, desserts, barbecue, and so much more. Again, go to KansasCitySteaks.com/gameday and use promo code BELIEVE. Once again, that's BLEAV at checkout for free shipping. Kansas City Steaks, big games, big tastes.
It's 2021. People can acquire self-driving cars, eat burgers made out of plants, even fly to space in rocket ships if they have the money for it. So if you could do all this futuristic stuff today, the very least your phone could do is download entertainment in a flash. For that, you should get AT&T 5G. AT&T 5G is fast, reliable, secure, and nationwide. Want to make sure your phone service keeps up with what you need from it? Get AT&T 5G. It's not complicated. 5G requires compatible plan or device. 5G may not be available in your area. See AT&T.com/5G for you for details.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Believe in the Rockets, only on the Believe Podcast Network. A year ago today, man, we lost who I consider the greatest basketball player of all time in Kobe Bryant. And like I always say, if you know me personally, you know Kobe Bryant really meant a lot to me in my life. And Hawk, you are somebody who actually had an opportunity to not only meet Kobe, but you actually were, I guess I could call him your summer league teammate, as well as somebody who actually competed against Kobe. So to just reflect on Kobe's life a little bit here, can you just share some personal stories about what it was like being on the same court with Kobe Bryant, whether you was his teammate or not?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Obviously, this is a day that we will never forget. You know, still today, you know, he's missed. He's loved, and you know, we can just remember all the good times that we've all shared in some way, seeing Kobe become who he is. A couple stories I do have. Obviously, I was with the Lakers in 1996, his first year. It was 96-97 season. Went to veteran camp with the Lakers, and you know, it was already a blessing and an honor for me to be able to be invited to veteran camp to try to make that team, but to be on that team with Shaq, Derek Fisher, Cedric Ceballos, and obviously Kobe Bryant. I mean, it was not only a dream that came true for me being from LA, but it was definitely something that I would never forget. I just remember him walking in the gym, 17 years old, straight out of high school, and he was so focused, man. And to see a kid that young to only be focused, but only to be so confident in his game, it was just tremendous to see. A lot of the veterans, Nick Van Exel, who else did again? Eddie Jones, Byron Scott was even there. And I mean, these are veteran players that were, some of them were even all-stars. And I mean, he was giving it to them, man, at practice, and you know, and talking trash and backing it up. And it was hilarious to see, funny to see, but it was really inspirational because, you know, he would obviously go on to be, as you said, the great, if anything, the greatest that ever played the game. But, you know, just someone that everyone can relate to. Another thing that I related to him with is that we both have three girls. My oldest child is 18, my middle child is 16, and my youngest is 14. And, you know, I remember the time when, you know, Vanessa was, I think she was pregnant with their baby. And, you know, I just asked Kobe, you know, is he looking forward to being a father, you know, having his first child? And, you know, for us both to have girls, I thought that was a good, something that always tied us together. I remember the first time I played against him, you know, after I got released to the lake from the Lakers and ended up playing against him when I was with the Rockets. He always called me Wawa. He was like, Wawa, you made it, man. I said, you made it. So, just to have that type of camaraderie, you know, him acknowledging who I was, it made my day. And, you know, I still remember the game that we played the Lakers at the Staples Center. You know, my first time back home. And, you know, I knew it would be a tough game. And the fact that, you know, Rudy Tomjanovich had me guard Kobe, I mean, I'm not going to lie, dude, I was nervous. Whew, I was nervous. But, you know, to take on that type of challenge, to play against some of the best that ever done it, you know, it was another dream that came true for me. Kobe hit me up. I mean, he had about 42 points, but at least I can say we walked away with a W. But that was just the type of person and player Kobe was. Someone that was always, you know, again, relatable to everyone, whether you knew him or you didn't. You know, I still remember that day when I did hear that he was no longer with us. And I cried like, you know, like I lost my mom, or I lost my wife, or, you know, my daughters, or something like that. It was so hurtful. But again, I was really thankful to have all those good memories of me playing with him when I was with the Lakers, and actually playing against him when I was with the Rockets. And his memory will always live on.
Yes, sir, it will. And, you know, you speaking from somebody who actually knew him. Of course, I'm speaking from somebody who watched him here in Houston growing up. And Hawking listeners, man, when I tell you, I love Kobe. I mean, I truly love Kobe. My very first basketball game was him winning a championship back in 2000. You know, I can say I was there for all five of his championships. I remember where I was the night when I found out this man scored 81 points. I was at the Toyota Center when this man used to just dog the Rockets. And to be honest with you, Hawking listeners, Kobe was the only person that I was secretly root for when he was playing against the Rockets. And, you know, I can't lie to you, Hawk. I know it might sound crazy from someone who has never met Kobe, but I miss him, man. I truly do. And to try to put in perspective how big of a Kobe fan I am, I got married 3 years ago, and my wedding cake, I had it made in the shape of his jersey.
Wow, I love it. Now, like I said, dude, I think everyone have a memory, something that always makes them think of Kobe. I know me personally, obviously, for me to be on this team temporarily with the Lakers, and I still have pictures of me guarding him when I was with the Rockets. And you know, I'll be posting those on my Instagram today. I got one nice picture where I was trying to take a charge against him, and as he was trying to get past me, like his mouth was on my shoulder, and the picture was so, you know, clearly taken where you can see all of that. Great detail with the picture. So when I do my little basketball camps, I give those out to the kids, and it's actually signed by Kobe. So, you know, for me to not only play with him, you know, but to have that as a memento, it means the world to me. And man, I'm grateful for the opportunity I had to play with and against him. And I'm just really grateful for all of us to have a chance, as you said, to witness greatness. And you know, he is definitely a person that we all can say that he did define what greatness is.
Yes, sir. Rest in peace, Kobe. And before leaving today, just want to touch on tonight's game. As I mentioned, the Rockets will be taking on the 3-9 Washington Wizards. And this is a team, one, I'm still in awe that they are this bad. You have Bradley Beal, who's averaging 35 points. I believe he's leading the league in scoring right now. Russell Westbrook is averaging 18 points, 9 rebounds, and 10 assists. And the fact that they only had 3 wins so far this season says a lot. And they had their very first game in nearly 3 weeks in a 121-101 loss to the San Antonio Spurs on Sunday. They have had 6 games postponed. This team, I really don't know what to say. So hopefully the Rockets can kind of take advantage of, you know, what's going on with the Wizards. Like I said, I really don't understand why this team is bad. Of course, their best game of the season was when they beat the Brooklyn Nets. I believe that was their second win of the season. They beat the Brooklyn Nets. Of course, it was before they got their big three with James Harden coming along. It was just Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. If I'm not mistaken, I believe that's the last game Irving played before he went MIA on his team. But, you know, with that being said, hopefully this is a game that the Rockets can actually win. Following yesterday's practice, Stephen Silas talked about the importance of building the momentum. He said for the very first time this season, it seems like the Rockets have momentum that they can build on, and that's what they're going to try to do tonight. And speaking of tonight's game, Daniel House is now back I'm not sure if he's going to play. This is a guy who has been out for what, almost a month due to a back injury. And of course, the COVID-19 protocol that he had to go through later on. So Daniel House is back with the team. I'm pretty sure he's going to suit up tonight, but as of right now, I'm not sure if he's going to play. I won't be surprised if he does not play. However, Victor Oladipo is back in action. And like I mentioned early on in the show, this is going to be the very first time that we're going to see Eric Gordon, Victor Oladipo, and John Wall take the floor together. And I'm very excited to see that.
Scotty Brooks is actually my coach. He's actually the person that actually got me the tryout with the Rockets. And he's the coach, obviously, of a Wizards now. So, you know, I'm always rooting for him, too. But this is one time, Scotty, you're going to have to take this L right now, man. I think the Rockets, they need this W. We can build on this momentum, you know, with this W tonight. And I think this is definitely something that the Rockets need at this time. Having these three back together, Victor O, Eric Gordon, John Wall, I mean, just that electrifying combination of shooting, dribbling, defense, athleticism. This is what the Rocket needs. And I think tonight will be a chance for them to build on what they've already done the last couple of games. So looking forward to seeing the game.
And Christian Wood will likely miss this game tonight. He did not practice with the team on yesterday. And Steven Silas did say that they are still trying to work through that severely sprained ankle that he had. So if he's not in the lineup tonight, at least we know we have DeMarcus Cousins. And with that being said, that concludes another installment of Believe in the Rockets, only on the Bleed Podcast Network. As always, I'm your host, Cody Davis. Please remember to follow me on Twitter at CodyDavis_24. Once again, that's Cody, CODYDAVIS_24.
You can follow me, former Rocket, Joaquin Hawkins, on Facebook at Joaquin Hawkins, or you can also follow me on Instagram at CoachHawk247. At CoachHawk247 on Instagram.
Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, peace.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.